The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yoel Martin, Magid Shir Yeshiva Ruach HaTorah, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
All 7 days of Sukkos, all the voices of Kosa Keva, Beisei Arai. A person makes his Sukkah Keva and his Beis Arai. Ketzad, how do you do that? If you have nice kelim, you bring them into the sukkah. Matzois nois, nice sheets, mailun l'sukkah. Bring them into the sukkah. Oichol v'shoise u'metayol b'sukkah. You eat, you drink, metayol. What does metayol mean? Metayol means you hang out. That's where you relax. You relax in the sukkah. Mino animili. How do we know this? The Tanur Rabbanon teishvu. It says in the pasuk teishvu, and the Gemara darshins ke'en tadur. That the way you're mekayim the mitzvah of teishu, the way you're mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva v'sukkah, sitting in the sukkah, is ke'en taduru. The same way you're dar, the same way you dwell in your house all year long, that's the same way you're supposed to sit in the sukkah during the yontiv of sukkah. So we see from this braisa already, and this is the way it's paskened in the Rambam, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, everybody paskens like this braisa, that the way you're mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva v'sukkah is not enough to eat in the sukkah. It's not enough to sleep in the sukkah. However, even metayil the sukkah, you have to even hang out in the sukkah. The sukkah has to become not only your bedroom, not only your dining room, but it becomes your living room as well. Not only that, the Darkei Moshe, in the beginning of Tosfos Lamed Tes, the Darkei Moshe brings him a revival. He says, "Haroitze lischok b'kuvios uchidoyme." If a person wants to play dice or any game, kugeloch, whatever the equivalent of this is, Yitzchak b'sukkah. Where should you play? Play in the sukkah. The sukkah becomes your playroom as well. V'chein kosa ma'aril, haroitze l'dabr shmuyis v'chaveirov, yeilich l'sukkah. You want a shmuz? You want to have a shmuz? Shmuz in the sukkah. Klalo demilsa. What's the klal? L'olam yidme olav sukkasa k'ilu hi beisa. A person should view his sukkah as if it's his house. This is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah as well. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot Nebeis and Simitof Rish Lamites. He says, "The chenem yitzel esaper v'chaveira. You esaper v'sukkah. You want to shmooze with your friends? Shmooze in the sukkah. Take the telephone into the sukkah. The sukkah says tzarich liyos kibesa b'chol hashanu chmoishim esayim v'mechaber. The sukkah has to be like your house." However, the Mishnah Berurah says an important ha'ara. Ulefi shekdusha as a sukkah gedolim ma'od. Since the sukkah is very kaddishdik, roi lemait ba v'divrei choil uledaber ba'akiyim kedusha v'toyra. You should minimize the sichas chulin. You should try to keep the conversation to the Divrei Torah. The kol shekein sheyezoyer miladaber sham loshon haru rechilus ushar diburim hayesurim. And kol shekein, you have to be careful not to speak chas v'shalom dvarim ha'asurim. So we see that the sukkah is supposed to be mamish your home kimat for all zachim, with one small exception. The Gemara says on daf chof tes amud aleph, Amar Rava, mani meshasya b'metal losa, mani michla bar b'metal losa. Mani michla barim metal losa. The way Rashi understands this to mean is that the ka'aris la'achar she'ochlu bohen tzarech lohitzion. Plates. After you finish eating off the plates, so it's disgusting, those plates. So it's most. So Rashi said it's not covered for the sukkah to have plates, dirty plates in the sukkah, and therefore you have to take them out, right, as soon as you finish eating. Tosfos says a different pshat than what this means. Tosfos says it means kigon kederis, the pots. You shouldn't bring pots of food into the sukkah, because also it's disgusting. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like both of these, Rashi and Tosfos, and it's not a well-known halacha, but the halacha is you're not allowed to bring pots into the sukkah, and after you finish eating, you have to clear off the table right away. You're not allowed to let the stuff, dirty plates, sit on the table. And you have to be very careful about this, because the Sharetzim brings down from the Chayyadom, there's Shita Shishani who hold, that if you have dirty plates in the sukkah, if you have kederis, you bring pots into the sukkah is possible. Calls man that it's in there. So therefore, you have to be very careful about this. It's Medina the Gemara. And because of this, the Pesach can say that... full pots. Pots with food in it. Empty pots also you shouldn't. But it's the case that the Gemara is talking about is full pots. Even before you eat. It's talking about that. If some people, you bring a pot of food to the table and you dish it out at the table, so the Pesach can say you're not allowed to do that in the sukkah. Because you're not allowed to bring the pot into the sukkah, but rather dish it out in the house, and then you bring the plate into the sukkah. A serving plate is not a pot. A serving plate is a serving plate. A pot that I'm talking about is a klirishim, that a pot that you cook with on the fire. That's what's disgusting. Because of this, the Pesachim tell us that although normally on Shalosh Shudis you're not allowed to clean up after Shalosh Shudis until after you make Avdolah, because that's considered being Mechin Meshabbos L'Chol, you're preparing for Shabbos T'Chol. However, on Shalosh Shudis of Shabbos Chol Mitz Sukkis, so then you're allowed to clean up, and you have to clean up because you're not allowed to let the food, the plates sit around in the sukkah, because it's a bezoyin to the sukkah. So the sukkah again has to be considered your house for all purposes except for the kitchen. Okay? It's your bedroom, it's your living room, it's your dining room, it's your playroom, it's your study, it's your den, but it's not your kitchen. And the reason is because of Teshuvah Ke'intaduru. This is the cloud which we're going to use throughout the entire night to define the nature of the mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah. Teshuvah Ke'intaduru. The Yeshiva B'Sukkah has to be the same way you live in your house all year long. There's a Maridik Chiddush from the Yisrael V'Sharei Shavoida. The Yisrael V'Sharei Shavoida says that Mechuyiv Adam Lizor Shlo Yetzei Kol Shivas Yimei Achag Me'asukkah L'Beisai Klal U'Klal. Says that since the din is teshu kein taduru, a person has to be careful not to leave the sukkah at all the entire 7 days, unless it's something very important and it gives a mashal. You have to go into the house to get a drink or to get something, so you quickly get it, and you can't wait around an extra second more than necessary in the house, and you have to run back into the sukkah. And he says, "Kol rega v'rega sheshav bebeis lechutz l'sukkah." Every second that a person spends out of the sukkah, al loy davar echrechi, for something which is not necessary. The Yisrael V'Sharei Shavoida learns that every second that a person stays out of the sukkah unnecessarily, he's mevatel l'mitzvas aseh. And he makes the cheshbon that at the end of sukkahs, people who stay out of the sukkah for extra minutes, at the end of sukkahs, they end up with many, many hundreds, if not thousands, of minutes of being mevatel l'mitzvas aseh. Amar Yiduk HaChiddush. The Gedolei Achroinim are very bothered by this chiddush of the Yisrael V'Sharei Shavoida, and they say that we just established that the gedder of the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Suk is Teshuv Kein Taduru. You're supposed to sit in the sukkah the same way you sit in your house. No one stays locked up in their house for 7 days. It's very normal to leave your house and to spend time out of your house. So how could the Yisrael B'Sharei Shavoida say that there's an iser to leave the sukkah? The Baal HaDeres in his Sefer Nefesh David, he writes over there that the mitzvah sukkah, Hoysa Chaviva Alay Ma'od, it was very chaviv to me. Nothing could get me out of the sukkah. He says that uchemisamer natua yisiba. I was as if I was like a nail in the sukkah. I was stuck there, no matter what weather it was there, cold, raining. I was there. And then he said one day, I thought to myself, this is ridiculous. The mitzvah is teishu kein taduru. No one stays in their house locked up for 7 days. He says to tell me that I have to stay in the sukkah is Chas Hashem saying that the Torah said to sit in jail for 7 days. And Avada, that's not the mitzvah. And he said that the Yisrael V'Sharei Shavoida, he's chiluk on him. He said, Avada, you can't say that there's a chiv to sit in the sukkah an entire 7 days. That's equivalent to saying that you have to sit in jail. The Chazanish also, Reb Chaim Kanevsky said, B'shem the Chazanish, that the Chazanish used to speak about a big gadol who used to sit in the sukkah the entire 7 days and he never left. And the Chazanish says he doesn't feel that that was the proper thing to do, because the mitzvah of Teshuvah Kein Taduru is to live the same way you live in your house, and everybody leaves the house, and therefore there certainly is no chiyuv to stay in the sukkah, and a person is not mevatel a mitzvah by leaving the sukkah. And even bigger chiddush I saw for Reb Chaim Kanevsky. Reb Chaim Kanevsky says that when a person leaves the sukkah, leaving the sukkah itself is a kiyum of the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is teshu kein taduru. The same way you leave your house, so you have to live in the sukkah the same way you live in your house. So you leave. So therefore, Reb Chaim Kanevsky says that kishu yoytzei mikayim mitzvah sukkah. When you leave the sukkah, you're also mikayim the mitzvah, because that's the fulfillment of teshu kein taduru. Yes.
Your sukkah or
any sukkah? The sukkah that you're staying in.
Even though it's supposed to be like your house?
Your house. Right. So you're moving into a sukkah. For the yontif, this is your sukkah.
Maybe this is a different point. Maybe you just meant that when you're going into your house, because then you're doing something that's in the house.
No, he says every second that you stay out of the sukkah for something which is not which you're not mukhrich. No, he talks about lotis mena sukkah, something which you're not mukhrich.
Being in someone else's sukkah, is that the same thing as being your own?
Yeah, you're in the sukkah. You have to be in the sukkah.
That's not your own.
But still, you're in the sukkah. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be in the sukkah. Rosh Hashanah Zaman also was chaylik with the Yisrael V'Sharei Shavoid, and he said, Avadu la'alocha, we don't pass him like this, and this is not a fulfillment of Teshuvah Kein Taduru. However, Rosh Hashanah Zaman says he wants to say pshat in the Yisrael V'Sharei Shavoid. What's the pshat? He says like this. He says, if a person was paid $1,000 for every minute you stayed in your house, you never leave. you'd stay in your house all the time because you're getting money. You're getting $1,000 every minute. So Kal v'chomer, the schar that you get for the mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah should be equivalent to $1,000. So Yosef B'Sharei Shabbat is saying that it's taka teshu kein tadura, the same way a person would never leave his house if he would be getting paid for every minute he stay in his house. So therefore, you should never leave the sukkah for any minute because you're losing out on that schar of the yeshiva b'sukkah. That's the way he wants to say pshat in the Yosef B'Sharei Shabbat. He says, but avada, that's not la'loch. He's just trying to say pshat for the Yosef B'Sharei Shabbat. And he says the Yosef B'Sharei Shabbat is taka talking about a milu de chasidusa, and it's not la locha l'maisa. So they show the Shlomo Zalman, that in the Siddur Yavitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, he writes in the halachas, in the beginning of Sukkah, he brings down this halacha from the Yisrael B'Sharei Shavoid. And they told him Shlomo Zalman that Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, he wasn't writing milu de chasidusa. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin is a chapaisik. He's writing halacha l'maisa. So it's good to tell me that Yisrael B'Sharei Shavoid was talking about milu de chasidusa, but what are you going to do about the Yavitz? So Shlomo Zalman said, it's not mistaken that the Yavitz wrote it. And probably the matfisim, the people who printed the Siddurim, they added it in on their own. And doesn't come from Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. Later on, recently, they found the Kisayat from Rabbi Yaakov Emdin from the Siddur, and Taka, it wasn't there. Taka Rishon Zan was right, that they added it in later on, and Taka is not Alocha L'maisa. The Mishnah on Daf Chofei Amud Aleph says, you can eat and drink arai chutz l'sukkah. That means that the only time you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah is only if it's an achilas keva, a meal. Achilas arai, a non-meal type of food, you're allowed to eat out of the sukkah. And the Gemara that on Chavav and Aleph explains, the kama achilas arai, how much is considered achilas arai, the Gemara has different mahalchim, and the maskonat of Gemara is, what does it mean? Rashi explains, in the morning, when the Talmidim go to the yeshiva to learn, and they're nervous that maybe the shiur is going to be too long. They had that problem back then also. They're concerned it's going to be too long, so they're going to get hungry. So they're toyim, they eat a little bit, a mouthful, and they drink. So that mouthful that they eat, that amount is considered achilas arai. Tosfos explains it a little bit more specifically, and Tosfos explains that it means the ainu kebeyo, the shir bebeyo. That achilas arai is the shir bebeyo, which is an egg, which is two kizesim. And Tosfos explains the shir zeh dafka bepas. This shir is dafka bepas, dafka by bread. That's when you have a shear of a beyo. More than a beyo is considered achilas keva, and less than a beyo is considered achilas arai. However, the peri loybo yisuko kinemasuk eparagbas the yuma the keva the duk achilas arai the pas. This shear is only by pas, by bread, but by fruit, there's no shear. You can eat as much fruit as you want, and they'll never be considered achilas keva, and you'll never be mechuyev to eat fruit in a sukkah. So we see from here two dinim. We see, first of all, that the only thing which you mechuyev to eat in a sukkah is a type of meal which is considered kavua, achilas kva. However, achilas arai, a non-kavua dika meal, you're not mechuyev to eat in a sukkah. And we also see the definition of achilas kva. Tosfos says achilas kva means yoyser mikebeyo, more than a kebeyo, and less than a kebeyo is achilas arai. However, he says that's by pas. By peiros, even more than a kebeyo is always going to be considered arai, and you never have to eat peiros in a sukkah. And this is Gepaskin in the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, that Achilas Arai, Oichel V'Shoysen V'Yishen V'Sukkah, Avamutu Le'echol Achilas Arai Chos V'Sukkah. But you're allowed to eat Achilas Arai Chos V'Sukkah, V'Kama Achilas Arai, Kibeyo Mipas. Kibeyo of Pas. If you learn through the Sugya, with the Rishonim and the Achroinim and the Poiskim, you learn through it very well, you'll see that it's a very complicated Sugya, and you'll also see that there's not a single food which is not totally in the Machloikas of are you mechuyev to eat it in the sukkah or not. We mentioned two foods. We mentioned pas, and we mentioned peiros. But there's a lot of food in between. Since these halachas are very, very negeya, they're negeya every single day of yontif, and it's very important for the Olam to know it, I want to just speak out the dvarim hayoytzim min ha-poiskim, the piskei dinim that come out of the poiskim, so that everybody knows exactly what the ikar shitas ha-poiskim are, and how we're noyig halacha l'maisa, because it's taka very negeya. I just want to be maxim before one more thing. We know that the halacha is anything which you mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah, you're also mechuyiv to make a bracha of leishim v'sukkah on that as well. So when we go through all the different types of foods, we have to bear in mind that we're going to be discussing two things. A, is there a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah? And B, is there a chiyuv to make a bracha of leishim v'sukkah? Mr. Shem, later on in the shiur, will discuss more of the pratim of the bracha of leishim v'sukkah. But until now, we're just going to discuss if you're mechuyiv to make it or not. Basically, the formula which is used amongst the poskim is as follows. If we have a suffix, if something is mechuyiv in sukkah or not, so then that's a suffix deiraisa. It's a suffix, right? In the Torah, you have to eat achilas keva in a sukkah. And therefore, by a suffix, we're going to be machmir. We're going to say that misafik, you have to eat it in the sukkah. However, with regard to a bracha, we know the klal is suffix bracha, it says lahakul, because bracha is a diraban. So therefore, if we have a suffix food, we're not going to be able to make the bracha. So a suffix, achilo, you mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah. However, we don't make a bracha. To keep things simple, we're going to categorize the foods into different categories, and basically, for these halachas, we're going to say there's seven different types of categories of food. The first one is pas. Pas is bread. The next one is tashil shel chameshes aminim, a cooked food made out of the five grains, such as macaroni, lakshin kugel. Then there's something called pas abav kisnin. Pas abav kisnin is a halachic phrase to describe cake, cookies, pretzels, mezainis. Even though tashel is also mezunis, but baked foods made out of the five grains is referred to pas abav kisnin. Then there is basar v'dagim and gvina, meat, fish, cheese, these protein types of foods. Then there's peris, and then there's mayim and yayin, water and wine. So these are the seven categories that we're going to categorize the food in. The one which is the simplest is, like we saw already in Tosis, is pas. Pas is already gepasked in the Shulchan Aruch. You eat a Yosem Mikibeyo, a pas, more than an egg of pas, so then you mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah, and you make a leish of the sukkah, and that's basically the only thing which is agreed upon in the poskim, and everything else is a machlekes. The Mechaber tells us, v'regeit ha-tavshul shachameshes aminim, that tavshul osim mechameshes aminim, im kiveya olav chosh v'keva v'tzarech sukkah. If you kiveya on a tavshul for chameshes aminim, then it's considered achilas keva, and it needs the sukkah. What does it mean if you're a keveya? There are two ways of being keveya on a tafshil shel chamesh aminim. One of them is if you eat it b'chabura. You have a whole bunch of chevra, whole bunch of guys, you come into the sukkah and you sit down together, so you're making a matzav in the sukkah, so therefore that's considered a kfiyas, and therefore, if you're sitting over a piece of lakshin kugel, so then you have to make a, you have to eat in the sukkah, and you make a leish of basukkah. That's one way of being keveya. The other way of being keveya is if you eat the shir, which is the derech of people to be keveya, which is a machlokes. Some achronim say it means you have to eat gimel or dalet beim, three or four beim. However, the Mogen Avraham is chaylik. The Mogen Avraham says that even by a tafshel also mechameshes aminim, if you eat the size of a beya, more than a beya, that's already considered achilas keva, and you're mechuyiv to eat in a sukkah. What's the aloch lemaisa? It's like we said, it's machlokes, how much you need to eat in order to be keveya. So therefore, the Mishtabura says, if you're eating more than a beya, you need to eat it in a sukkah. However, you do not make a leish of a sukkah until you keveya it with gimel or dalet beya. That's tafshel osim mechameshes aminim. The next category is pas abav kisnin. Pas abav kisnin, like we mentioned, is cake, cookies, pretzels, these type of things. The Mechaber does not discuss the halacha of pas abav kisnin. From the steam of the Mechaber, from the fact that he doesn't discuss it, the mashmois would be is that we should have the same halachas as the tafshul ha'osim mechameshes aminim. You should have the same halachas, and we told you the machlokes that we just mentioned, and therefore, if you eat more than a kebeya, you need to sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha until you have gimel edal bey. However, the Shari Tshuva in Sifkot and Gimel brings down a machlokes gedoy le'achroinim. He brings down a machlokes ginez vrodim and machzik bracha. The ginez vrodim tells us that for a lot of halachas, pas abav bekisnin is considered a pas l'chol dover. Midiraisa is considered a pas. If a person is kaveya suda on pas abav bekisnin, you eat enough of it, you got a bench. So we see for a lot of halachas, it's considered pas, it's considered bread. Therefore, zot ginez vrodim, if you eat yosim kaveya of pas abav bekisnin, you eat in a sukkah and you make a leish of basukkah. The machzik bracha, who's the chida, he's choylik. He says, no, if you eat a lot of it, you have to bench, but until you eat a lot of it, you don't. So you see that it doesn't have a din of pas. And therefore he says that you do not need to eat in a sukkah, and certainly you don't make a leish of a sukkah on more than a kebeya pas abav kisnin, and you need to have a much greater shir. Shari Tshuva says, however, everybody agrees on Shabbos. On Shabbos when you make Kiddush, and you eat Mezoinus to be Mekayim the din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So since you're eating Mezoinus to be Mekayim the din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, so that din that it works for Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that gives it a Chashivus, and it's considered Achilas Keva as well. And even the Machzik Bracha, who holds that normally you need to have more than a Kebeya, a lot more than a Kebeya, he agrees when you're fulfilling Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that that's considered an Achilas Keva. However, the Mishneh Berurah brings down that the Minhag HaOlam is that we make a Leishev Basukah even during the week if you eat more than a Kebeya of Pas, more than a Kebeya of Pas above a Kislev. The Minhag HaOlam is that if you eat more than a Kebeya of Mezoinos, you eat in the Sukkah and you also make a Leishev Basukah. The Mishneh Berurah is not happy with this Minhag, and the Mishneh Berurah says that the best thing to do is to hang around in the sukkah a little bit after you eat the mezonos also. And have in mind that the leishev sukkah should be going on that mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah as well. And like this, it's easier to swallow the minig. We'll discuss this psak of the Mishneh Berurah a little bit later as well. But that is certainly the minig that when you eat yosim ekebeya or pass above a kisnin, you make a leishev sukkah, but you should stay in the sukkah for a few minutes afterwards. Don't just run in, eat, and leave.
Is this for the achila or for the bracha?
For both. Achila, everybody agrees you have to eat in the sukkah, misafik. Misafik, because there's shittos who hold that Yosem Mekebeya is already going to be considered Achilas Keva. But the Chiddush is that even for a bracha, that we even make a bracha more than a Kebeya, that's the Chiddush, and that the Mishneh Berurah is not so happy with. That's why he says that Eitzi has to hang around, because we'll see later on in Mishneh, there's some person who hold that you have to make a Leishu Basukah just for entering the Sukkah itself. What? No, we're going to get there, Mishneh. We'll clarify this later on.
Where does rice fall?
Rice is a different mean. Rice will be considered probably more like Basar and Dagim, or maybe pears. The next category is Paris. Paris is the machlekes yishenim if you kaveya on Paris. I'm sorry, Basar Gvino. Basar Gvino is the machlekes yishenim if you kaveya on Basar Gvino or not. The Maisa, the Paiskim, the Mishneh Berurah says that a person should certainly eat in a sukkah. If you're eating more than a kaveya of Basar Gvino, you should certainly eat in a sukkah. But again, you don't make a leisha basukkah when you eat Basar Gvino. And the Paisk is Manenu, I saw it, Moshe Stambach and Rabbi Yashav also, they say, since it's very common Bizmanenu for us to eat meals, you can eat chicken without washing, and it's very shchiach for people to be kiveya their meals without bread and only on meat, or chicken, or fish, so therefore certainly a person has to be machmir to eat Yoyser Mekebeya of Basar Gvina in a sukkah as well, but we do not make a bracha on that. Peres, the Shulchan Aruch says that no matter how many peres you eat, because it's the Isser to eat outside of the Sukkah if you Kaveya Suda. So we're Choshish that maybe this is considered a concept of being Kaveya Suda on Basar Gvino, like we said. When you get to the Achilu, which is the Shalaf and the Raisel, so Sabbath the Raisel Lachumra. When you get to the Brach, which is the Shalaf and the Rabbanon, so we say for Sabbath Brach is the Kul.
You can't eat more than
Kaveya Suda. Right. The next type of food is Peres. Peres, we said, is pretty much Muslim by the Poskim, that you do not need to have a sukkah for it, regardless of how much you eat. There's a chumra v'chay adam to eat Peres dafka in a sukkah if it's more than a kebeya, but the Mishneh Berurah is chaylik, it says you do not have to be machmir for Peres.
Even if you're eating it with a bunch of friends?
Even if you're eating with friends, right. There's no kfias for Peres. Even friends can't be kebeya for Peres. Now we come to the drinks, mayim and yayin. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that drinks, there's no kfiyas for drinks. Mutalishis mayim v'yayin v'afilu kavalayu. Even if you kaveya on mayim and yayin, there's no chiyuv to eat it in the sukkah. The problem with this is we read the Braisa on Daf Chav Ches. The Braisa on Daf Chav Ches says, Kol shibas hayomim, a person has to stay in the sukkah. How do you do that? Oichlem v'shoysim u'metayil b'sukkah. You eat and you drink in the sukkah. So the first Rebbe says you have to drink in the sukkah. If the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that there's no drink which is considered a kfiyas for you to drink in the sukkah, so then what's the Rebbe talking about that you have to eat and drink in the sukkah? The Sharetzin is bothered by this kasha. And the Sharetzin into this kasha and it's a chiddush ladina. He says as follows. He says that the Rebbe, when do you have to drink in the sukkah? That's only when you're drinking in the middle of a meal. If you're drinking in the middle of a meal, so then the drinking is the chelik of the meal, and therefore the drinking also is a kfiyas. And this that you don't have to drink in the sukkah is only when you're drinking by itself without a meal. So it's a very big nafkamina. If a person is in the middle of a suda, and he goes inside the kitchen, into the house, to help serve, to bring something out, and he's thirsty in the house, you're not allowed to take a drink in the house. You have to go back out into the sukkah and drink in the sukkah. Because any drinking which is done during the meal has a chshivas of kfiyas, because it's nigrar after the meal. Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to answer the kash a little bit differently. Rav Shlomo Zalman is mechadish also a big chumra. He wants to say that if a person is close by to his sukkah, then you have to drink in the sukkah. He wants to say, because that's considered teshuvah to do. He says, if a person is standing right next to his house, you don't drink outside. You go into your house to drink. So he says the same thing with the sukkah. If you're next to your sukkah, you have to drink in the sukkah. And that's Rishon the Braisa. When you're next to the sukkah, that's when you have to drink in the sukkah. However, if you're not next to your sukkah, then that's the halach of the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't have to drink in the sukkah. No, in a chanami, according to this, everything, all achilas aray. According to this, it will come out. Pashtus, that's the pashtus. Good haru, pashtus. Shlom Zalman held that you did. Yayin, the next thing is yayin. So yayin, like we said, the Shulchan Aruch says yayin, a person is not kaveh in yayin. However, later achroinim, the levush in the bach are chaylik, and they say that no, people are kaveh yayin, and therefore the askamas hapoiskim is to be machmir, and when you drink wine, if you're drinking a lot of wine, you should drink it in the sukkah, but we don't make a leish of a sukkah. Where is this? What? A lot, let's say it's revius. Where is this negay? It's negay by Havdalah, right? Because the Havdalah, the halach is you make Havdalah in the sukkah. The shal is you make a leish of a sukkah on the Havdalah or not. It's negay every Shabbos Chol HaMoed, right? Or every Mitzvah Yom Tov. So what do you do? So the Maaseh, the different menhagim in the Shul Shevet HaLevi brings down the different menhagim as to what to do. My understanding for speaking to Rabbanim is that the minig is not to make a leish of a sukkah, but the way to get out of it is to eat yosu mekebeya of pasa baba kisnin. You have mezainis afterwards, so therefore you can make a leish of a sukkah and have in mind the mezainis that you can eat afterwards, like this, you mesalik yourself from the whole shiloh.
On the yayin, you make a leish of?
You make a leish of
the
after the berry priyagaf, and you make a leish of. Yeah, we're going to get to this also, but yeah, that's the minig. No, that's only works by Pasuk Baba Kisnin, which is Shita Tuhol and Mechuyiv. Okay. The Rambam in Perek Vav in Hilchos Sukkah says, you're allowed to drink water and eat peretz out of the sukkah. If a person is machmir and he doesn't drink out of the sukkah even water, harez a meshubach. Whoever doesn't drink even water or any achilas aray out of the sukkah, harez a meshubach. It's praiseworthy. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this down. Where does the Rambam get this from? What's the makar to this halacha? So the Rambam is coming from a Mishnah. The Mishnah and the Chavav and the Beis says as follows. First, the Mishnah says on Chavay, "Oichnu v'shoytin aray chos sukkah." You're not mechuyit eating the sukkah achilas aray. And the next words in the Mishnah is, "Ma'isa ve'viu lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai litam es hatavshil." Rabbi Gamliel shnei koyses lishal mayim. They brought these tanoim an achilas aray. Ve'omru helum the sukkah. And they said, "Let's go to the sukkah to eat in the sukkah." And then the Gemara, the Mishnah brings another ma'aseh with the tzaddik that they brought him achilas aray and he ate it out of the sukkah. So the Gemara asks the kasha, ma'aseh listar, what are you bringing me a ma'aseh to tell me that the tanoim ate achilas aray in the sukkah? That's so we just got through saying. We just got through saying that achilas aray you don't need to eat in the sukkah. So the Gemara answers, no, it's coming to teach us a chiddush that there's a chumrah to eat in the sukkah. Hey, you could the dina, you know, mechuyif to eat in the sukkah. However, this ma'aseh tells us that there's a chumrah to eat in the sukkah as well. So we see two halachas from this gemara. First of all, we see that there's a chumrah to eat everything in the sukkah. And we also see from the fact that Rebbe Tzaddik didn't eat achilas aray in the sukkah, the Ran speaks out, we see from here that if a person doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. And not only that, he's not even considered as if he's not bedaktik in mitzvahs. The Ran and the Bir Halacha brings down this Ran. We see from the Tzaddik that Afilu Tamachochem in Roitzah Shlo Lahachmer Al Atzma Vekach Rashai Velo Yehava Kimisha Einu Medakli B'Mitzvah. Even the Tamachochem, if he doesn't want to be Machmir and eat Achilas Aray in the Sukkah, he's allowed to, and we don't consider him as someone who's not Medakli B'Mitzvah. However, there certainly is such a Chumrah of eating everything only in a Sukkah. What's the pshat in this chumrah? Why is this such a chumrah? We find there are two mahalchim and achroinim to say pshat in this chumrah. And there's a big nafkamina la'alocha between the two mahalchim. One mahalach is because everything which you eat in a sukkah, you mekayim a mitzvah. So if you have a chance to be mekayim a mitzvah, as might as well be mekayim a mitzvah. So therefore, everything we should eat in the sukkah like this, you can be mekayim a mitzvah. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is lemigdal milsa. Mahalach is that we don't want to start eating achilas arei out of the sukkah, because if you eat achilas arei out of the sukkah, you may end up eating achilas keva out of the sukkah also. So as together, you don't eat out of the sukkah. These are the two possible mahalachim that the achronim give as the pshat in this chumrah. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is going to be what's the nivah in the case where a person wants to take a drink and he's not going to the sukkah. If you tell him you have to go to the sukkah, he's not going to go. He's just not going to drink. He'll be mevater on the drink. So, Memanashach. This person, Memanashach, he's not going to be kind of the mitzvah of Yeshiva the Sukkah. Because if he has to go to the Sukkah, he won't go. He just won't drink. So therefore, if the Pshat of the Chumri is because he wants you to get the Kima Mitzvah Sukkah, so such a person, he doesn't have to do it. Masha'in Kain, if the Pshat is that we don't want you eating Achilas Arev, because you may end up eating Achilas Keva, so then it's better to be mevater on the drink, and therefore, you won't come to eat Achilas Keva. We mentioned that in the halacha, you have to sleep in the sukkah as well. The Gemara says as I. Tana Rabbanon, Braisa, Oichon Achilas Arechos the sukkah, Yukid Achilas Arechos the sukkah. However, Ve'en Yishen Mishinas Arechos the sukkah. You now have to sleep Arechos the sukkah. Sleeping is much more chomor than eating. Because even a Arei Dika sleep is awesome. My time, the Gemara has different mahalchim, and the Maskonos of the Gemara is because Rava Omar ain't Keva L'Sheina. There's no Keva L'Sheina. And Rashi explains that to mean because Ein Olam Kevei Atma L'Sheina Shepa'om L'Sheina Yelam Menamne Ma'ad V'Daya. Sometimes a person all he has to do is sleep a little bit and that's enough. And therefore all type of sleeping is considered a kriyas. There's a shikul kash over here because we saw the Braisa before. The Braisa Chof Ches says that we started off with Kol Shivas Ayamim or the Moisa Sukkah the Keva Beis Arai Ketzad. It says Oichlu V'Shoysinu Metayel B'Sukkah, but it doesn't mention anything about Shena. How come that Raisa doesn't mention anything about Shena? Also the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, he says Oichlu V'Shoysim and he doesn't say anything about Shena, and in Sif Beis is when he says Shena. So the Achrayim, the Domestic Eliezer, Shivas Mechaz Alazer also, they say because since Shein is more Chamor, Shein Arai is Aser Chus B'Sukkah, so therefore the Tanoim, they didn't want to put both of these halachas together because it's Takas Cholok and Din. Achila has one Din, because Achila's Arai is Mutter Chus B'Sukkah, but Shein is Aser, even Shein is Arai out of the Sukkah. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Hazinu says, if you see a person dozing off in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah on Sukkot, you gotta wake him up. You had a drasha and the guy next to you starts falling asleep, you always wanted to do it. So the Ben Ish Chai, not only could you do it, you mechuyev to do it. Why? Shinas Ari is also, he's being over Nisr. How can you let him sleep? You now let him sleep. Shinas Ari chos the Sukkah. The Poskim are mefapul a lot with his Ben Ish Chai, and there's basically two big tainas that they have in the Ben Ish Chai. The first taina is someone to say that there's no issur to sleep outside of a sukkah. You're not allowed to go to sleep outside of a sukkah. If you're going to sleep, you have to go to sleep in a sukkah, but if a person falls asleep out of a sukkah, there's no issur to sleep out of a sukkah. The Rebbe Moshe Horowitz brought down in the Hagoyes of Chidushim in the back of the Gemara, he speaks this out clearly. He says, first of falls asleep, when he's getting ready to go to sleep, then that's where the Isser is. So therefore, if a person falls asleep, this is a big time where you should not be mechuyev to wake him up. Another svara is because we know, well, we don't know maybe, it's a shalom in the poskim, if Yashin has a din shayt or not. This is a shal which is negay, a kol ha-tar, a kula, a lot of halachis negay this. If a person is sleeping, he has no das, he has a din shayta. So for a lot of halachis, he has a din shayta. Shayta is potter from kol ha-mitzvahs, and he's potter from yishena b'sukkah also. So therefore, when a person is sleeping, he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. And therefore, you shouldn't be mechuyev to wake him up.
What about Hedrick and Hurum?
Yeshiva from the Sanhedrin. Very good. This is a very good point. When you're going to sleep, at night you go to sleep, right? So when you go to sleep, you have to go to sleep in the sukkah. But when you're going to sleep, you're not a shaita. When you go to sleep, when you're awake. You're asking a very cool question. Shalit, why don't you have the head of Teshu Kenet Aduru? And this is a very big kashrut, I don't have a teretz to this, but it's mevur in the sugya that there is no such heter of Teshu Kenet Aduru with regard to Shena, and the Achrin Mutz is exactly why not, but it's a good point.
It's not the resistance,
which is
this by
a meal
that's
called.
Also, people go to restaurants, they go out to eat.
That becomes your malkum. If you go to a restaurant, you're going, it's a malkum yishuv. Kilu, it's you don't eat on the street. Go to Malkum Kavu. We're going to get to parks in a second. This one finishes the Kudu. Right, so therefore, there's a din of... There's such a shita that when a person is sleeping, he has din shaita, and therefore he's part of Mechol HaMitzvahs. So the first taina that the chiv shenot is only when you're going to sleep. So Rabbi Yashma says that even though if that's a taina, but if a person knows when he goes to a josh, he ends up falling asleep, so then... You're putting yourself in the mat, that's considered going to sleep, right? For some people, it's a skula. You open up a sefer, it's a skula to fall asleep. So therefore, you're not allowed to do that whole yontif. Unless you do it in your sukkah. Unless you do it in your sukkah, right? So you don't have a din. On the second din, that if you have a din shaita when you're sleeping, so the stechem is ma'arich about this, like I said, it's a gate, a lot of halachas, if you have a din shaita. And the stechem wants to bring a raya that a yoshin is mechoyiv mitzvah. What's his raya? His raya is, he mechoyiv to sleep in a sukkah. So raya, that yoshin is mechoyiv mitzvah. But l'chayra, what we just said, according to the Lezim Moshe, right, that the chiv to go to sleep in the sukkah is not to sleep in the sukkah, it's to go to sleep in the sukkah. So l'chayra, there's no raya. There's another raya that l'chayra you could bring, that yashin is mechuyev, and because the halacha is when a person goes to sleep in the house because it's raining outside. So the halacha is he's allowed to sleep until he wakes up, and even if it stops raining, you're not mechuyev to wake him up. Why aren't you mechuyev to wake him up? So achrenim of mazber because it's mitzar. Mitzar is potter. You're gonna wake him up. It's mitzar. Mitzar is potter. Fratzak Akasha, why do you have to come onto the terrace of mitzar? Typically, that he's a yoshin. He's a shaita. He's not mechuyev. Why should you wake him up? Chayit charayo that a yoshin is yem mechuyev. This is a big kasha. Mishnah Zaman held very very stark that a yoshin is potter and you're not mechuyev to wake him up. And I saw in the sefer they said they asked Mishnah Zaman this kasha. Mishnah Zaman said it's cholk. He wasn't mazber why. If anybody has a reason why it should be chaluk, maybe you can let me know after this year. But that's what Rosh Hashanah Zaman said. Because of this, there was a Merida Gemaisa happened there at Israel. There was a Bachrim that made a sukkah, and they wanted to sleep in the sukkah. And the Bachrim came home late one night from Simchas Beis HaSheva, and he wanted to go to sleep in the sukkah, and he opens up the sukkah door, and there's no room for him in the sukkah. All the other Bachrim went to sleep in the sukkah, and there's no room. This Bachrim was a Talmid Chacham. They said, a Yashin is potter. I'm going to schlep out one of the chaverim from the sukkah and I'll make room in the sukkah. And that's what he did. He schlep the guy out very carefully, make sure that he doesn't wake up, because if he wakes up, he's no longer a yoshin. Also, if he wakes up, he may get punched in the face. But he schlep him out and he put him back in before he woke up. That's where the story goes. Maestro, they found out. This became a big tumult there. So everybody went out to the Gedolim. Mutter, Asr. And Rosh Hashanah Paskin is Mutter. Rosh Hashanah says that if you're... You're allowed to schlep a yoshin out of the sukkah because the yoshin is part of the mitzvahs. He didn't want to get in trouble. He knew that the other guy wouldn't like him. So that's what Shlomo Zalman said. Halach l'maisa b'negei a guy is falling asleep. But this is only worse once a guy is sleeping. But if a guy feels that he's falling asleep, so then l'chari, you have to do everything to make sure that he doesn't fall asleep. You go to a Joshua, you have to stand up, you have to pinch yourself. Whatever you do, make sure you don't fall asleep. But if a person is sleeping, so then you can't wake him up, because that there are shittos who hold that he's potter once he already fell asleep, so you don't have a mitzvah t'chacha to wake him up, and therefore it's probably in your best interest not to wake him up.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.